Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Monday, February 20th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. Here's 10,000 new jobs right here. Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly authorized the hiring of an additional 10,000 Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents and enforcement officers. The move by DHS delivers on a promise made by President Donald Trump to increase enforcement, particularly in removing criminal aliens inside the borders of the U.S. Secretary Kelly ordered the Director of ICE to immediately begin the process of hiring 10,000 to effectively enforce the immigration laws in the interior regions of the U.S., according to a DHS memo. In addition, Kelly authorized the agency to hire additional operational and mission support staff, along with legal staff. Kelly said the memo implements the executive order enhancing public safety in the interior of the United States issued by President Trump on January 25th. The guidelines, which also enlist local law enforcement personnel to help with immigration arrests, are still awaiting White House approval. Critics are calling the proposals draconian and inhumane, especially the plan to prosecute parents who pay smugglers to bring minors across the border. American taxpayers will spend more than $4.1 billion in the 2017 budget to support the 519,000 refugees who have been resettled by the federal government in the United States since October 2009. To put that very large number in context, $4.1 billion can buy 10,677 new homes for $384,000 each, which is the average price of a new home sold in the U.S. in December of 2016. Or it could buy 170,000 new autos for $24,100 each, which is the manufacturer's suggested retail price for a 2017 Chevrolet Malibu. Even if the Trump administration were to entirely shut down the flow of refugees into the U.S. in fiscal year 2018 and beyond, the refugees who have already arrived in the country will cost at least another $3.5 billion in 2018 and about $2 to $3 billion annually thereafter until fiscal year 2022 and beyond. A new McDonald's marketing stunt has managed to catch the attention of tech and food blogs because of its weird premise, the redesign of the drinking straw. The chain hired two respected engineering firms, people behind Google, NASA, and DARPA projects, to build a straw that allows for the perfectly proportioned sucking of its dual-layer chocolate shamrock shake, reports Engadget. For the uninitiated, the seasonal shake is essentially a mint shake on top of a chocolate shake. So how to get to both flavors at once? The robotic and aerospace engineers concocted a rigid, multi-hold, J-shaped gizmo that looks more like mountain climbing gear than any straw we've ever seen, notes a post at Good Food. The weird part? It works, writes a blogger at Fast Company, though he found that he couldn't get to the very bottom of the shake with the efficiency of an old-fashioned straw. Yes, it's comedic over-engineering, as he puts it, and McDonald's is playing along with the grandiose acronym of STRAW, which stands for Suction Tube for Reverse Axle Withdrawal. As Voactive notes, the company's video pushing the product seems to be a jokey parody of an Apple rollout. McDonald's has released a limited edition run of 2,000 straws at 80 locations nationwide. If it's a hit, the chain might bring it back later for a wider audience. That weird book you were required to read back in middle school is back atop the bestseller list. George Orwell's 1984, first published in 1949, is now at number one on Amazon's bestseller list, and publisher Penguin is planning to release another 75,000 copies to meet demand, according to The Hollywood Reporter. The surge in sales follows Kellyanne Conway's claim that the Trump administration was presenting alternative facts instead of falsehoods, an assertion critics described as distinctly Orwellian. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.